gone. Okay, these sound effects are adorable, but I'm not gonna be doing these a whole bunch. No, hello to Lustful Crunch AMA on GWA backstage. This is something that I've signed up for a long time ago, but it's finally my turn. So here we are with a lot of questions from a lot of amazing people. I'm going to be timestamping these, and I'm not going to be editing any of this. So if I do like now and just stutter, like go off rail, I'm sorry. It's not going to be very concise audio. I don't think it's going to be very short. But if you're interested in listening to only your part, perhaps you can just click on the thing with your name, and you'll like see your answers to. Well, no, you'll see your questions with my answers to your questions. That's what I'm trying to say. But other than that, I think I'll just go ahead, right, from top to bottom, from just the randomized Reddit thing. Yeah. All right. Number one question person is Captain Cookie. She says, "Here you go, mi muchacho," and then a donger with his raised arms. Her first question is, "Have you accepted the almighty Captain Cookie as your lord and savior yet?" I mean, I've considered this, and there's a lot of good gods in my world. She's definitely up there. She's definitely on the altar of my gods, of lords and saviors, but perhaps not a single one. She needs perhaps a little more, you know, proof that she is the one. Number two, what makes you smile? Oh boy, a lot of things make me smile. I think what tends to make me smile is really shitty humor or like really silly humor. If someone's making an effort to make someone laugh by just being like odd, that's, you know, it'll make me smile. Probably not laugh, but it'll make me smile. It'd be silly. Really good food makes me smile. Flirting makes me smile. If someone flirts in my general vicinity or at my direction, I'll usually smile like an idiot. I don't know. Talking to people that I really like makes me smile. Yeah. Question number three. What were you doing the last time you lost track of time? Sleeping, probably. I in the mornings when I don't have to do anything and I wake up, I just, you know, I just go in and out of sleep and I don't really know what time it is. So the last time would be probably this morning when I didn't know what time it was when I woke up. And I just fell back asleep, and I woke up, and I didn't know what time it was, so I went back to sleep and did that for a couple of times. That was probably the last time I lost track of time. Question number four. If you could start your life over, what would you do differently? See, this is a silly question. Or, no, it's not a silly question. It's a tricky question, because if I could start my life over, and if I could do something differently, I'd do that thing differently for someone else, because it wouldn't be me. I am based on everything that's happened so far. So I believe that a human being is based off of the memories that they have, the history that they've lived. So everything that I am is all the things that I've done so far in my life up until now, right? That's me. If any of that was different, that wouldn't be me. That would be a different, you know, outcome of me. That, like, you know? So if I could start my life over and do something differently for me, it wouldn't be for me, but it would be for someone else that has a similar-ish kind of past. I know the person would be very similar to me, probably. But no, I would... Okay, so in good fortune for someone, for a past version of myself, what would I do differently if I could start over? I would probably be more honest, I think. There's a lot of times in my life where I've lied without really needing to, just from foolishness and love. And I think if I could just be more honest also with myself, at an earlier age, I'd probably do that differently and see. I think a lot of things could have turned in a more positive light earlier in my life if I'd been more open about myself. And I don't regret that, because again, I am who I am based on the things that I've done. But I think that could have probably been an interesting, or at least more optimistic, way of living. So I'd do that differently for, you know, the other me. Alright, question number five. What is the difference between living and existing? Well, except for the, you know, the actual, like, differences of the word meaning, right? Living and existing. If we're looking at what you're trying to say with, like, just living and, like, being in the world, you know, and like having a consciousness. I think that's what you're going for. Well, if I want to answer your question that way, I think the difference, oh, it's a tricky one, wait, the difference would probably be, we're trying to have a little thing, like living would just be, to me it sounds like that's just like autopilot cruising through life, and existing would be, existing perhaps is just, perhaps doesn't require consciousness, you know? You can exist as a rock, but you would not be aware of it. And living is an active forward progressing thing that occurs when you're aware of yourself. So I think that's gonna be my, okay, that's gonna be short, you know, non too like silly answer. Between living is being aware of your existence and experiencing life, and existing is, you don't necessarily have to be aware of it. You just are. You can be a monitor. You can be an Apache helicopter, right? You don't actually know that you are, but you are. You don't need to be aware. You can just be a thing. All right, number six. Describe an orgasm. An orgasm. Oh, like a really, really good feeling. That's my answer. Like a really, really good feeling. I don't want to, I mean, I can go into more detail, but I think it's just, for me, it's a welling up of horniness, right? So you know that, because you can say sweet and warm and all these other feelings, but everyone agrees that there is a feeling of being aroused, right? So like, an intensified version of being aroused coming to a peak that's kind of sweet, you know? Kind of like, tooth-achingly sweet. You can't have too much of it. So an orgasm would be building up that arousal and having some sort of finish to it, you know? Sometimes you can have an orgasm and you can come down from that high of that arousal, but maybe you're in a headspace so that the arousal is still there, it's still at the top, and then you can keep, like, going at it. So an orgasm sometimes, for me personally, I mean, I don't know what you experience an orgasm to be like, or another man, but that would be reaching that peak and then staying there for as long as possible. And then if you like ejaculate, like you fucking your body does the thing that it's supposed to do when it needs to copulate, and then does that. Maybe you're still like on that high. If you can, for me, sometimes I'm still on that high, which comes from some medical thing. But I'll still like be there, so I can like reach other like orgasms afterwards. So for me, it's not so much about coming out with liquid to put inside of a female human being or a male human being, but I mean genetically a female human being, but more so just having a really intense arousal feeling peak and then keep, you know, being there. That'll be an orgasm. All right. So that was Captain Cookie's questions. Thank you very much. Those were delightful. I'm going on to the next question person. It's Little Mako. She says, gasp, it is the crunchy !3. Question number one. You said you do silly accents. Can we hear some? Pretty please. Oh, I have a feeling that's going to be like a reoccurring one. Maybe not. Silly accents, yeah, I do silly accents. See, and I said I wouldn't edit this, so I guess I just have to go on like, all right, so I'll try and not do something too offensive, because I mean, for me, doing accents at home, you know, it's not offensive, right? You have fun with it. I don't actually want to offend anyone doing accents, but I can do some silly accents while we do it, like, oh shit, now I'm getting shy. This is not usual. I could just edit this. All right, but I don't want to edit this, so I have to get it good. All right, so... I mean, let's just try with the normal Danish accent. Let's just keep it really simple for me and do, like, Danish. This is what most people... If you go out in the street in Denmark and go out and talk to someone from here in my country, they will sound like this. They will come up to you, hey, mate, that... what's happening in your life? And that's all right. So that's that's a silly Danish accent. I'll do some more along the way of the questionnaire. So we keep that. You know, that's one. So You keep track. All right, question number two. What is your favorite meal? Dessert, snack, or drink? Alcoholic or not? What's my favorite meal? Ooh, that's a tough one. You know what? Like, straight up, just a really good hamburger. Like, straight up. Like, for me, just having something in between two pieces of bread, some like, well-baked bread, can just be gorgeous for me. So I'll say, yeah, like, for most of the time when I'm not feeling too sluggish. When I'm not feeling too sluggish or not feeling too, like, snobbish either. Like, when I don't want anything really fancy or I don't want anything too, like, easy, I'll make, like, a really good hamburger for myself. That's, yeah, with some good meat and some good vegetables and dressing. Oh, my God. Okay, I'll stop talking about hamburgers. Dessert, probably a cheesecake. Probably, like, one of the cheesecakes my dad used to make with, like, a strawberry jam kind of gel at the top of the cheesecake. And the cheesecake, obviously, you know, made with really simple ingredients like egg whites and cheese, obviously, and sugar. Nothing too fancy. Favorite snack? Cookies, chocolate chip cookies. I'll say that's a pretty good snack. And no, other than that, I mean, I eat a lot of fruit. Just an apple would be nice. And drink, alcoholic or not. I mean, coffee is my baby and will be for hopefully the rest of my life. I'm very infatuated with coffee. Alcohol wise, like a really good beer, like some exotic weird beer from like New Guinea or like fucking New Zealand or I don't know, like Mexico. I don't know, like some weird exotic thing, like some farmer's beer from London, like the outskirts of Birmingham, like, you know, something weird, like some good beer that's kind of obscure. That'll be like, I mean, I can go for a really good like scotch. That would be also quite nice. Yeah, or cognac. Oh God, I had a really good port the other week here at Easter, which was fucking fantastic. Holy shit. Yeah. Port wine is like, that shit's got like a special place in my heart. All right, enough of that. Next question. What do you like to cook or bake? Oh, I like to cook and bake everything, yo. Oh man, if I have to select some things, so like general dishes for food, anything that requires a bit of a challenge, something that requires a few things in the air at the same time, because it'll stress me out. Like, I love being stressed out by cooking. It frustrates me and infuriates, like I get like a bit pissy, you know. When there's a lot of passion in the kitchen, that's what I like to cook, you know. Something that requires a lot of patience as well. What can we throw in? Like a good ossobuco would be like a good dish. Or I've talked about Italian dishes a lot before with people, like pasta al tonno, which is like tuna pasta. There's a lot of good things to cook. Baking my spread, like, totally. I'm not very good with cakes, unfortunately. I've just had really shitty success, and I've had really shitty success with pretzels. I can't get pretzels right. But bread, yeah, full, like full wheat or like whole wheat bread. Oh my God. Baguettes, whole wheat oatmeal baguettes. Those are like delicious, especially with like a good bit of garlic butter like slobbered through the middle as it bakes. That'll get me. All right. Before I start like dripping and drooling out of my mouth here, let's go on with the next question, shall we? Question number four. Can you explain the appeal of yandere? Plus, how did you first come across it? The appeal of yandere. Well, to me, yandere, I think you refer to the fact that I've been like moaning about like everyone should do yandere forever. I think yandere for me is a lot about affection. Like, it's a lot about, well, it's mainly about affection. It's about someone really wanting you to the fact, like, to the full extent of killing someone so they can have you. Or like, not even like, that's like the extreme, but just maybe manipulating you to liking them, or trying to like manipulating social environment so that they can be around you more. All these things that'll make them a little crazy just because they like you so much. That's probably the main appeal of yandere. Someone loving you to the end of the world, right? But like to the extreme. That's, I find that really attractive. For me, someone that doesn't like me, like if I go out in a bar, or I, you know, I'm in some kind of environment where I have to, you know, find a mate out in the wilderness of the human populace. If someone doesn't like me, that's a huge turnoff. Like, that's, you know, whatever. If they don't like me, I won't be attracted to them. It's pretty simple. Like, they don't like me, okay, you know, they take care of their business. But if someone likes me, you know, why should... That's super attractive to me. Like, even if the person that disliked me or didn't find me attractive to them, if they're, like, really beautiful... And the person that's infatuated by me is some, like, in the social, you know, general standard, like, apparently less beautiful than this person. If they're, like, even if that's a thing, like, even if they're generally supposed to be ugly, I'll, like, fucking find them way more beautiful. I'll find them way more attractive. The way that they look at me, the way that they move, the way they fucking breathe. I don't give a shit. If they like me, they're automatically way more attractive. So in general attractiveness, that's probably the reason I like yandere. There's not like, there's a lot of other variations of it, but yandere is a really like smexy slap on the forehead that you can just put on a tag, and then you already know what the audio is about, right? It's a really good description, or at least a really good title of that particular kind of kink, and I really like it. So yep. More audios with yandere, please. Thank you. All right, and your other part was, how did I first come across it? Well, I think just straight up from that Mirai Nikki anime that I watched many, many years ago. Like most people, you know, Masai? I can't remember her name. The pink-haired girl that, you know, just watching over Yuki. Yeah. That's when I knew Googling up, like, her and this, the yandere stereotype. That's when I came across the yandere stereotype and figured out that I really liked it, because, you know, that's what I like. So that's how I got across the first stereotype. But generally, I knew already that I was really into affection at that point in my life. But that's it. All the questions there. So thank you, Little Mako, for that. Let's see. What does the time? We're already at 17 minutes. Okay, that's insane. That's two people. This is two people. We have a handful more. All right. It's quite a lot of people. I didn't expect this to take this long, but they're good questions. They really are. All right, pulsating clouds. I really should be marking down the timer on these just so I don't have to later. So, wait, notepad. I'm just gonna say out loud. Wait, I didn't do this right. Notepad. So this is 18 minutes. That's clouds. Super. All right. So clouds at 18 minutes. All right, question number one. All right, so he says, okay, questions, here we go. Question number one. Could you make me happy and make the unsexy sexy with Asriel's voice? I think you mean Asriel, probably, the guy from League of Legends, right? Well, I can probably make the unsexy sexy with Asriel's voice. Then we're coming back to Mako's little request of doing silly accents. So Asriel sounds like this if we take some of his lines. Who needs a map? You belong in a museum! Huh! He's kind of like this blonde little, like, I think he's an archaeologist that has, like, a weird, like, gun on his wrist. Like, a like pulsator gun. Like, he's like, it's time for a true display of skill! So that's, like, Israel. So if we want to do something sexy. Clouds, you're my daddy! You're the sexiest man on the planet! Please take me! Huh! I need you in my life! Please, daddy.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, so that's how much. All right, so two accents, one question down. All right, question number two. How much would it take for you to come to my house for a month and do nothing but to make me food? Just pay me the airplane tickets, man. Like, that's it, literally. If you came up to me or like messaged me and went, hey, I have these tickets for whatever part of the world you're in for this month, are you free? And I look at my calendar and go, because usually my calendar is just empty. I don't have a calendar. I pretend to look at my calendar because I know there's nothing in it. So I don't need one. And I'll go, yeah, of course, you know, man. Like, I'll just, yes, I'll say yes to your request and just go there if you pay for the airplane ticket. I am serious, though. You can just totally do that. All right, number three. Which of your GWA creations are you most proud of? No judging the question. All right, so you don't want me to go, oh, I think all of them are perfect. They're all the best kind of creations. Or they're all terrible. I hate all of them. I'm not proud of any of them. No, I think out of all of my creations, if you want to call them that, I'm probably most proud of the one called I'll Fuck You Even If You're Underage. I know it's a bit, not a lot of people are into age play, and that's certainly not one of my main kinks at all, actually. It's probably like on my medium list. But the effort that went into making that, so the main premise of it is actually based on an answer. Like, so I listened to an audio once a long time ago, which was really good. And what I did was that I found the main script for that audio, and then I took it from the male's perspective, right? So everything that happens to the female's perspective, I made it for the males, and then I was like, oh, this is too like odd. So I just twisted it to my own. So I did a lot of things with the script for a really long time. And got a really nice script out of it, and I was quite proud of like some of the funny parts. One of the best parts about the thing was the fact that I got interrupted halfway through, like in real life. I'm recording this and like pretending to like slowly ease into some sexy times with someone, and then suddenly my door opens, right, and I'm like, come in Danish, right? I have to like say something, and he, like the guy that knocked on my door and left, I had to go up to him afterwards and say, hey, is it okay that I, like, have your voice in this thing? Because I didn't want to leave it out. It was really good. Like, it was perfectly theatrically timed to, like, match. That's probably my most proud creation. Other than that, probably the secret project that I've been working on. It's not so secret anymore. It's The Chronicler. I'm going to have a link in the description. For you guys to check it out. It's a project, multiple episodic audiobook-esque fantasy. You probably already like have heard about it like a million times because I talk about it all the time, but it's in the description. Check it out. I'm super proud of it so far, but it's not really my creation as much as it is like a collab thing that I've like started. It's a lot of other people, really really talented writers that have been working on it, so I'm proud of what they've done and what we've accomplished together so far. So maybe that's my most proud creation, but it's not there yet, so we'll see. Question number four. How would you describe your body of work to someone new to GWA? I make titillating audio with my mouth, right? That's a good description. Number five, why are you so goddamn charming? Fine, here, take my underwear. Maybe. I mean, I'll take your underwear. I don't know what I'm gonna do with your underwear. I mean, send it my way. See what happens. I'm gonna have a timestamp here at 23 and a half. I'm gonna say this every time, so I think. Alright, so that's Clouds. Thank you very much for the lovely questions. And now on to Bookworm. Pretty Bookworm. She says, yay, here, your AMA is here. Woohoo! So her first question is, one, you get to marry one fictional character. Who is it? Ooh. Get to marry one fictional character, probably some goddess or something, or some space person, like someone from let me think. I'm trying to like figure out who out in the universe, like of all the, like probably Princess Leia or something, you know. I mean, I know that I'm gonna have some problems with Han Solo, but that would mean that I get to be in that universe, and I think that's a pretty cool universe. Or like Maybe some of the women in Lord of the Rings, right? Just one of those. That's a, like, oh, maybe that's not the best kind of world, actually, now that I think about it. All right, I know, wait. Probably Fela, one of the characters in The Name of the Wind that I'm reading right now. She's a really lovely black-haired university student, like an art advisor at a university. But in that world, there's like all kinds of weird magic shit happening and demons. It's great, right? So I get to be in that fictional universe, right? That's the deal. If not, she's a lovely, lovely character, and I love her to bits. So that one, yes, Fella from The Name of the Wind. If you didn't have to worry about money or a job, where would you live in the world? Everywhere. I think I'd have some sort of like backpack, and I'd just be everywhere. Living everywhere would be my dream. I am, ever since I was semi young, 15, I've been traveling a lot between my dad and my mother, who live in two different countries. My mom lives here in Denmark and my dad lives in Spain. So I've been traveling a lot already, and I've been on Interrail, I've been to Turkey with some people, I've been to Austria with like a music thing. So I've like traveled a lot. I have traveled a fair bit already in my life, and every time I'm out on the road, every time I'm in an airport, by the way, I'm going to an airport tomorrow, I'm going to visit my dad, apropos. But no, every time I'm in an airport, on an airplane, traveling by myself, I feel at home more so than anywhere in the world. So that would definitely be like what I would do. Yeah. Number 3. What was the last book that you got so absorbed in that you couldn't put it down? Well, right now, The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss, because I'm too impatient to wait with rereading it until the third book comes out, because I don't think it's going to come out this year either. So yeah, that one. I think I actually sent it to you. Now that I think about it, Bookworm, I think I did send it to you. Number 4. If you found out that you have turned into a woman, what would be the first thing that you would do? Well, that's, I mean, straight up probably like freak out. I mean, that's, you know, panic, pass out a couple of times, not really believe in reality. And then after, like, I mean, I do the things that every man thinks of, and that would be like to touch my breasts and fuck myself for all day. And when I got tired of that, I'll do it again, and maybe then I'll like go outside and try to be human for a while. Maybe see like what it is. Maybe see what it is to be like on a train or like in a public space to have people look at you. Presumably, if I'm like a super attractive woman, I'll like be harassed and stuff. That's the thing. That's a healthy experience to have, so I know what some women have to put up with. Even if you're a casual looking human being, like I think girls have it worse off in public than men have most of the time. Number 5. If your life was turned into a movie, which actor would play you? Which actor would play me? Someone like young and sporadic. Someone a bit too goofy for their own good, probably. I'm not very good at actor names. Probably one of those like older kids from a Netflix series or something. Like someone not too famous. That's kind of growing up and becoming that. So I don't know any names of any like good actors that could play me, but you have an image of this Netflix up and coming young person that's, you know, in a pretty pretty popular series, like something like that. But yeah, that was pre-Bookworm's questions. I'm going to timestamp this. Boop, boop, boop. And 29. Because that means we're on to the next person, which is Bucky. I'm going to write Bucky, and then we're going to have the first question. Who is your daddy? What does he do? Well, Bucky, of course, it's you. You're my daddy. You know this. You don't need me to answer this in public in front of everyone. Come on, man. He does, you know, PS it with a JK, but you know, it's pretty funny. Number 2. If you had to recommend me 5 musicians you think people should be listening to but aren't, who would they be? That's a lot of musicians to come up with. Like, I have my phone here. Let's just go look at my most recent Spotify listens and see what I'll come up with. Corey Henry. Yeah, you should listen to Corey Henry. Corey Henry is amazing. Victor Wooten. Wooten? Yeah, Victor Wooten. And then you should listen to Marcus Miller. And you should listen to, of course, Childish Gambino, if you haven't already. It's a bit more popular. And then you should listen to Ibrahim Electric, which is a Danish trio, jazz, trash jazz, like Afropop kind of weird rock thing. Yeah, those are five musicians that I want you to go listen to. I'm gonna write down in the description. I'm just gonna have to write down musicians. There you go. Alright. Question number three. Why are you so damn awesome? Again, I don't particularly find myself to be that awesome. I will probably have to allude it to you being a bit insane. Let's have that as an answer. Number four. Are there any languages that you would be interested in learning? I tried to learn Japanese, but I didn't have the time for it. So sometime, yeah, I'd like to learn Japanese. I mean, I'd like to get better at German. I already do know a fair bit of German. Dutch as well. I'd like to learn Dutch. So those are amazing languages. Yeah, probably those languages. Maybe some Tagalog. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge to you amazing fucking Filipino. GWA ears. Jeez, you guys make amazing stuff. I don't speak a word of Tagalog, but you, like, whenever I see a Tagalog audio, that's like, gotta click that. Alright, number five. One night, you have to prepare food for a you have to prepare food for a dinner with a celebrity guest of your choosing. Who would that celebrity be, and what would you cook for them? Again, for celebrities... You know what? Let's just hands out on the table. Let's just have like fucking... What's her name? Well, you know what? Let's just have Emma Watson or someone really like... So you guys know who I'm talking about. Have her because she's attractive as all hell and she's very intelligent. I'll have her by and I'll make a really good... You know what? I'll make her a ratatouille. I'll make her a really fucking good ratatouille. Then I'll make a tiramisu for dessert. I'll have some good drinks on. Yeah, that shit's pretty fucking good. I know ratatouille's not like the most prestigious dish, but I make a killer fucking ratatouille. Yeah. You'd die for my ratatouille, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I'd make him that, because she'll fall in love with me if I make her my ratatouille and my tiramisu. Yeah, she wouldn't stand a chance. See? So that would be my choosing. And with that, that's your questions, Bucky. So thank you very much. Those were delightful questions. We are moving on to the next person, which is Lorekeeper Herm. Question number one. What did you have for dinner 3 days ago? Ah, God, memory. So yesterday was Fredella. Day before that was... homemade pizza. Day before that... Was I home? 3 days. What was it? Okay, wait. So yesterday, it was lasagna. Yeah, homemade lasagna. I made lasagna. That's it. There you go. With my own bechamel sauce. Pretty good stuff. Highly recommended. My lasagna, that is. You should come and get it. Yeah. All right, number two. If you were a Pokemon gym leader, which type would you use? Bonus points if you give which Pokemon we should associate you and your gym with. Oh man, I've always been like a fire type. You know, I've always been pretty fucking basic. So I'd be fire, and I have like an Arcanine as my main Pokemon. Like, and I had a couple of gym trainers with Growlithes in there. You know, so and I'd have like. I'd have the Arcanine as my main Pokemon, and I have like a couple of fighting fire types. So like Combusken would be there, and that new monkey thing. I know it's not new anymore, but who cares? Like I'd have like a Cyndaquil. You know, I have the starter type of Pokemon, and then Arcanine would be my boss. Yeah, that shit. That would be me. That'd totally be me. Yeah, and I have like a cooking theme because the fire I could use for. All right, number three. It's Halloween here backstage. Based on your username, what is your costume? Lustful Crunch. Probably like a pack of Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. With like, but like, shaped into a tux or something, or like a dress, like like some weird costume with like cereal. That's kind of lewd. That'll be like my costume. Number four, why did you decide to be part of this community? I don't think I decided to be part of it as much as it just kind of happened. I have listened to GWA for many years. 2 or 3 years, sounds about right. And someday I just want to. Sorry about that. It is kind of late, but talking for a long time does things for you. I think I just joined one day. I had a friend of mine who wanted me to do an M4M script for him for Pet Play, so I did that. And I was like, oh, I can keep doing stuff. This is kind of fun. So I kept doing stuff, and it's been pretty fun so far. I think it just happened. I think that's gonna be my answer. Five. What is a good fifth question? You know what's a good fifth question? It's a good fifth question. So what's a good fifth question? What's a good fifth question? Number five. What's a good fifth question? What's a good fifth? I can't say that. Okay, so but that question is a good fifth. Fuck. All right. Thank you, Lord Keeper Herm, for those questions. It was very fun to answer. We're on to the next person, which is Penny for your tout bond. Number one. What's the sexiest term you've ever used on GWA? Sexiest term is what you said. I don't know. Sexiest term. Probably some sort of word like good girl. Like even though that's not very like sexy, like it's become a pretty sexy term in my book. Sexiest term. I don't know. That's a really weird question. Like what's the sexiest term I've ever used? Age play? But that's not a sexy term as much as just a kink. What's a sexy term? The sexy term. Huh. Fuck. What's a sexy... I'm so confounded by the fact that I can't come up with a term that I've used that is supposed to be the sexiest term. So, like... I'm trying to grind my gears here. Fucking by moonlight. Would that be a term? I think that would be a term. Something of the sort, which would be... apron. Fuck it. So cooking and fucking, so that, like... That'd be, like, a sexy term, right? So, hangry? No, hungry. Hungry with an O, yeah. Horny and hungry, horny and hungry at the same time. That's the sexiest term because I love food and sex. God, that was a long time. I'm sorry. That was a terrible amount of time to think that question through. So hungry with an O. It's my sexiest term I've ever used on GWA. Number two, why Lustful Crunch? I have a nickname which is Crunchy. And I thought, okay, I have to make a new account on Reddit because my main account not gonna roll. So I was like, you know what's not like arousing crunch or titillating crunch or like hard crunch, like those are like cool, but lustful crunch, I thought, like, you know, like the sound of someone biting into something you made, like food wise, it's pretty hot. So lustful crunch, I think, came from that. Having a nickname that I wanted to make kind of GWA related. So question number three. Do you like crunchy foods? Oh man, I love crunchy foods. Crunchy foods are great. Chips and potato chips, you know. Or cookies. Like biscuits. Crackers. All sorts. Yeah. Cereal. Amazing. 10 out of 10. Crunchy foods are great. Alright, but those were your three questions. Thank you very much, Penny. I have the next question person come up, which is Quijana, talking about Filipino goodies. Question number one, if can be a Disney princess, who would you be and why? I think there's some you missing somewhere, but if I could be a Disney princess, I mean, Leia's a princess for Disney now, so I'd be Leia, because living in Star Wars universe with the Force, that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah. And second question, what would your DJ name be? My DJ, fucking, probably, I'd probably just call myself Captain Crunch, like, as like a title. I'd be like, sweet, Captain Crunch, the captain is coming in with the discs. Yeah, so those are my answers. All right, but those were your questions. Thank you much for asking me. Next up is Rilo, having the first question being, why are you so bad at Overwatch? Well, I've played it for 1.5 weeks. I can't have you expect me to be any good at it by now. Question number two, what's your favorite video game? Well, I think I would lie if I said it wasn't League of Legends. I've used so many hours in that video game. So I think it has to be my favorite video game. But other video games that I've really enjoyed in my past, like, aren't, if you didn't notice, the first little sound effects that I made on this audio was from Zelda, Link to the Past. And talking about most enjoyable video game, when I was a kid, that, on my Game Boy, I had Zelda, Link to My Past, and that was my jam. Like, I played the fuck out of that game over and over and over again. It even had, like, a multiplayer port, and I played with my friends out in the, that was back when I lived in Spain as a kid, and we had, like, we were four kids in the neighborhood, and, like, it's like a tall apartment building complex, and we were, like, there was a little yard outside. We would sit on a bench, and we'd have, like, our connectors for, like, the four-way connectors for the Game Boy Advanced SPs, and we'd, like, plug those in together, and we'd play Zelda Link to the Past for multiplayer. It's pretty fucking, those were good times. Number three, what feature do you find most attractive about, it says eyes, small hair, so I guess about the female human being. I find intelligence really attractive, but if we have to talk about physical appearance, probably eyes. The way someone looks at me is it can make my fucking life. If someone looks at me a certain way and smiles, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, their eyes will just burn into my memory forever. I have very vivid imagery of every single person that's looked at me in the eye in a certain way. And it's just, Oh boy, yeah. Eyes, yes, that's gonna be my answer. Number four, what is your biggest turnoff when listening to an audio and in general? In an audio, it's probably, like, if it's probably the same for both. When someone is disinterested in doing something, like, or just not who, someone who doesn't really care for something, like nothing's quite as bad as a half-arsed blowjob, right? You know. Like, nothing's quite as bad as, like, fucking, like, just not wanting to do something. Reluctance, but, like, in the most honest, non-committal sense. Like, that shit irks me. That's not cool. Like, that's, I, scat also, I'm not a fan of poop. It's, no, doesn't get my juices flowing, unfortunately, for whomever is into that. Not for me. Number five. How do you prepare, get into the headspace to record? The thing is, if I record, it's probably because I'm in the headspace. I found out that I'm really bad at forced creativity, so if I like have to like sit and gotta record, you know, and kind of like hype myself up to it, I won't do it. Like, I'll be shit at it. I wanted to record something yesterday, and I'm really pissed at myself for not doing it. But I wasn't in the creative mind space to do it, so I didn't do it. It's something that just happens. If I try to prepare myself to get in the headspace of recording, I mean, I can record myself masturbating, so I guess I'll just be aroused, but for making an audio, it kind of just comes, like, to me. Let's say, hey, now it's a good time. Now it's fun. Alright. But yeah, that was that was the five questions from Rilo. Thank you very much. Highly appreciate it. And with that, we move on to the next person, which is throw away your lust. See, another lust person. I only have three questions, he says. Number one, what inspired you to write The Chronicler? Well, a lack of podcasts or audiobooks with erotic content, probably. So listening to a story that's fantasy-driven, and then suddenly they also, like, instead of just describing kissing or, like, something of the sort, just want, you know, fucking, like, moaning and shit. I want real, like physical, like, audible, like, you know what I'm saying. You know, I want erotica in my fantasy, but actual sex. That's what I want. So that inspired me. I needed that in my life. So I sat on TeamSpeak one day and I went, hey guys, that would be won't this be super cool? And everyone was like, yeah, it's kind of cool, but it sounds like a big project. And I sat down and said, yeah, it's kind of a big project. So you'd have to have like all the episode outlined and planned out and then write them and then have the characters and then bios, and you'd have to do all this thing. I said, that's a lot of work. So I said casually, no, you know what? I'm going to start on it and see if anyone wants to help me, because I can't do it by myself. And then bam, I had fucking 8 people helping me outline episodes. Some people were editing shit. Some people were helping me set up a subreddit. Everything was just, it blew me away, the amount of people and energy. It was so fucking amazing. And that just inspired me to keep going and keep coming up with stuff and ideas. And now here we are doing auditions. That's still incredible to me. Again, I've mentioned this before, it's in the description, just go check out The Chronicler. We were looking for auditions until May, both male and female voices, especially male voices right now. We don't have too many of those so far. Alright, number two, how did the entire process go? Well, it's just usually me on TeamSpeak with a couple of people, and then I'll go, hey, I'm doing this episode, you guys want to help me with ideas? And they'll help me with ideas. We get an outline. And we did that for the first 10 episodes. We outlined every single episode. And then we started writing the first episode. And then a big part of the help was coming from one person, and she had to move states. So we haven't really had her back yet. This was a couple of months ago. So it kind of slowed down. But now I'm like rekindling the fire by just writing a lot myself and telling people, like whipping them. No. I'm getting a lot of help again for writers. So we've written 4 episodes almost, like fourth. We've started writing the 4th episode, written 3 episodes so far. So that's where we are at the moment. Number 3, can you give us a bit of a teaser? Ooh, I don't know how that would work out. I mean, I can send you a bit of the script if you PM me. But I don't think I can actually give you anything, as nothing is recorded yet. I can say that it will include almost every kink imaginable in the long run. We have a list of every single kink we want to fill out. And there's going to be threesomes, there's going to be M-on-M, there's going to be MM for MMM, MMMMM, no, and FFs and all sorts. It's going to be pet play, it's going to be a dragon girl thing happening, there's going to be succubus, it's gonna be a curse that makes entire villages have orgies. It's a lot of crazy shit in this. Yeah, without spoiling too much, that's about like as much of a teaser I can give you. Alright, those were the 3 questions. Thank you very much. I will now go on to answer the next person's questions. We're already 49 minutes into this. Is insane. I'm very sorry. Okay, just a big disclaimer before I keep on going. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more people that I have to go through. Just a quick disclaimer, if you've listened all the way through so far, and you're a relaxed day or evening or wherever you are in the world, thank you very much for listening. It's very nice knowing that someone wants to listen through this, even if you have started halfway through from your questions. Still really much appreciate it. Yeah. So that was just a quick little thing. Next question by JM Delphi. She says, crunchy. So yummy. Okay, question number 1. What is your morning routine? So some people, it's quite simple. Others take longer. So from waking up to stepping out the door. Okay. So from waking up to stepping out the door. Let's see. Depends on if I have to do something or not. If I don't have to do anything, which is most of my time at the moment, I'll have an alarm at 9 or 10. And I'll wake up and I'll shut off the alarm. And then if I feel inspired, I'll wake up. And I'll put on clothing and do something. But if I have to do something and we have me doing an actual morning routine, I'll wake up usually an hour before I have to leave. So if I have to leave at 7, I wake up at 6. And then if I haven't taken a shower the night before, I go take a shower first thing. And maybe I turn on the oven so I can heat up some bread from that I've baked prior to this so that it's still kind of good. But no, I'll wake up if I've already taken a shower and I'm clean when I wake up. I'll take on some clothes. I'll drink a lot of water so I can hydrate myself really quickly after moving out of bed. I'll stand up, try and like live. I'll walk out into my kitchen, turn on the water boiler, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, shave if I need to, do my hair, whatever. Get out. The water's usually boiling or already has boiled, so I reboil it because maybe it's a bit cold. And I start like preparing stuff for coffee. I won't go into the painful details of making coffee because we're already quite long into this audio. But I'll make coffee and I'll watch some videos on my phone or read an article or listen to some GWA stuff in the morning because I'm insane. And then I'll drink my coffee and be on my way. Usually I'll grab a snack on the way. I don't eat too much in the morning, actually. I think I've got that from my dad. In Spain, they don't really eat much of anything in the morning, like coffee, juice, and like a little piece of bread with tomato on it, or cake. All right, so that's my morning routine. Number two, what is your favorite classical guitar piece? Wanna play? Well, I mean, there's other people in the house. My guitar stands over on my wall, so I could go get it, but probably not going to. My favorite classical guitar piece is probably something by... Oh, probably not anything classical. I mean, Renaissance music is probably where we go for guitar pieces. Something by John Dowland. What If I Never Speed is a really good song that I like playing on the guitar for Renaissance music. It's good for a four-man choir. Quartet, I should say. Yeah. So that piece. What If I Never Speed by John Dowland. It's a really good piece. I could sing some of it. So it goes. What if I never speed? Will a straight yield to despair? And in my sorrow yield that I can no longer I can't remember, wait, hold on, let me just find the lyrics here. What if I never speed? By John Dowland. Alright, I'll sing some here. Just so to fill out the musical request, you know, I'm nice, I guess. So it goes. What if I never speed? Shall I straight yield to despair? And still on sorrow feed that can no loss repair. Or shall I change my love, for I found power to depart, and in my reason prove I can command my heart. And then there's some silly polyharmonious pieces here that I can't do solo. You need a guitar for the other voice, or a choir. But yeah, it's a nice piece. Number three. What's the next language you want to learn and why? Know any words yet? Recently it's been Dutch. So, because I go to the Netherlands to play chess. So it's been Goedenavond or Scheveningen or Dankjewel or other words like Slaap lekker. You know, like general Dutch paraphernalia. Is that what? I don't even know what paraphernalia means, actually. Let me just Google what paraphernalia. What's the correct spell? Paraphernalia with PH. It's It's most common, the group of apparatus, equipment, and furnishing used for a particular activity. Yeah, so that has nothing to do with paraphernalia, but whatever. We'll go with it. Number four, tell us what you're going to cook next. Planned for tomorrow is nothing because I'm going to Spain. So I don't actually have anything to cook. Lastly, today I cooked some béarnaise sauce with broccoli. Did some pork chops and some rice, because that's simple food for a simple family here. They just enjoy simple foods. I don't get to be very culinarily inclined here for anyone but myself. Number five, what was the last song you sang out loud? Well, which one do you think that was? No, I'm just kidding. It would be that one. And you say, please sing for us. Well, what other song did I sing besides John Dowland? My voice is kind of torn up from having like talked for how long? 55 minutes straight? But I could sing something. What about a good night? I've sung, recently, for my niece, I've sung some good night songs in Danish. So I'll sing one of the songs that I've sang. So it's full, because it's a nice song. And I'll give you guys a little break from just listening to my answer of questions here. So that's, this is called Jeg ved en lagerel, which is I know a bird's nest. It's a specific type of bird, but I don't remember the... Wait, let me just... What's the English word for lag? A lark? Yeah, so I know a lark's nest is the name of the song. Written in 1924, I think, by... some guy called Carl. Yeah. So I'll sing this. Jeg vil en lagerede, jeg siger ikke mere. Den findes på en hede, et sted som ingen ser. I reden er der hunger, og ungerne har du. De piper, de har tunger, og reden er så lun. Og de to gamle lærker, de flyver tæt omkring. Jeg tænker nok, de mærker, jeg gør dem ingenting. Jeg lurer bag en slåen, der står jeg ganske nær. Jeg rækker mig på tåen og holder på mit værn. For reven han vil bide og drengen samle bær, men ingen skal få vide, hvor lærkeren er. That's a song. It's not actually a good night song, as much as just a song that my mother sang for me when I was a kid before bed. So I just really like it. It strikes a chord with my heart. So it's nice. Can highly recommend listening to the original, or some of the variations of the original. But yeah, those were Delphi's questions. Thank you very much for answering, asking them. Thank you very much for answering. Oh, that's me. So on to the next question. Person, Nervous Hurricane, asks the first question. If you could learn any instruments, what would it be and why? Well, I'd really like to learn to play the lute, to be honest. I have an oud, which is a Turkish lute, without any frets, and I like playing on that, but I'm not very adept at it, and it's really difficult to play chords without frets. So a lute would be so cool to learn. Yes, definitely, that would be my instrument. Number two, what type of music do you listen to, and do you have a favorite song? Well, currently I listen to a lot of jazz, a lot of funk, a lot of general feel-good kind of organ pieces, like a Hammond, you know, organ music. But other than that, I listen to rock music. I like listen to blues. Hip hop has been a big fan of mine for a long time as well. Classical Renaissance music, like Baroque. I listen to opera. here and there. I've analyzed a fair bit of opera in my life. Can't recommend. Don't do that ever. I don't know. Pop music is also kind of cool. You know, I listen to a lot of stuff. If I have a favorite song, I'd say no. But you should probably listen to Ibrahim Electric's Room. No. What's the name of that song? Attack. It's called something. Well, it's the rumors that. No, shit. Ibrahim Electric made a song. Well, Blue Balls. They made a song called Blue Balls. That's really good. Go listen to that one. I'll put it in the description if I remember it. Probably won't remember. I'll listen to this entire thing, I think, and just like jot down. Wait, let me just. Blue Balls, Ibrahim Electric. Alright. Next. Number three. If you were a fantasy creature, if you were, as in. Where? If you were a fantasy. No, I'm sorry. If you were a fantasy creature, what would you be? A dragon? Dragons are cool. If I could be. I could be like a weird owl monster. That'll also be nice. Or a snake creature. Like an immortal snake. That'll be like kind of cool, you know? Something that can speak riddles and hold the door to a dungeon. That'll be nice. Number four. Similarly, if you had to choose only one superpower, what would it be? I mean, my perverted self would like to read minds, so I could like figure people out. But I think that'll just be kind of useless after a while. After taking over the world, I'd not have a lot of enjoyment out of being a piece of shit. So no, perhaps time traveling would be my superpower. I think it'd be nice to just go into the future, or immortality if that's the superpower, so I can experience the world from a transcendent, like if I could be God and just look at the world, that'd be like super awesome. I'd like to know how the world like ends up, you know. I don't want to die one day and then not know what's going to happen to the world. I'd like to know 3,700 what the human populace is up to. I guess that's a really silly question. Like, that's a really silly answer, because like if I wish that from a monkey's paw, I'd just die right now, right? Or the whole human populace dies before me, right? And then I die. Then I'd know what they did. 3,700, they did nothing because they were dead. So yeah, maybe that's a silly answer, but no, something along those lines. Time travel, immortality, instructability, that kind of stuff. So just like look at history. I like history. Number five. What is the word you dislike the most? Whether it be the definition or the way it's pronounced. The word I like the least. What would it be? Probably a Danish word. Danish words are not too nice. Yeah, the word arrangement, which is arrangement, is a really shitty word to say. Arrangement. Try and say that right now with your mouth, listening to this. You're listening to Zodia right now. You take your mouth and say arrangement. Mm-hmm. Arrangement, which is arrangement in Danish. It's the pronunciation is retarded. Like, I mean, I can do it because that's my language. It's the language that I know, but it's fucking shit. Why? Why sound like a potato shoved down my throat? Angshimang. All right, whatever. Next question. Number six. If you could travel to five places in your lifetime, where would you go? Bearing in mind that the last place is a permanent stay. Permanent stay. So I would go to America. I'd visit America. I would visit Australia. I would visit Japan. I would visit Russia, some parts of Russia. And my fifth place would be Denmark, because I'd live here. Of all the places in the world that are amazing, I'd live in Denmark. Yeah. That's my answer. I mean, if I had to stay anywhere, this place is pretty good at being in an open and constructive society without too many bothers of war and racism and criminal activity. We don't have guns in general here, so it's pretty safe, and the government likes you generally. So no, I think Denmark is my last day, even though I'm already here. You say thank you in your comment, but no, I'm thanking you for the nice questions. It's very nice. 1 minute 5. All right. All right. Yes. Let us proceed onto the next question. Next question, person. This is Bell in the Woods with question number 1. I know we have a mutual love for coffee, so with that said, do you have a favorite type? Beans, regions, where the coffee is grown, i.e. South American coffees or Ethiopian, etc. Hey, okay, Belle, I am really, really infatuated by this particular blend right now, which is, it's like, what's it called? It's from Temple Coffee and Tea. Some friend of mine sent it to me. It's kind of expensive, actually, but it's basically from Western Panama, so like, right, like California, so I guess like American, and it's been so good to drink this coffee. Like, it's so delicate, it's so tart. I mean, you can't believe, whenever I drink it, I find new notes. I have had 3 different experiences. One which was the basic, you know, you notice the main ones, which is the tangerine zest, right? That's like the first thing that you notice, and that was the thing that I mainly took notice of the first time I drank it. But the second cup I had like these fruity notes of plum and almond, like just soaking the fucking zest in with like tarty fruity goodness. Oh my god, it was incredible. But then I had the third cup of coffee that I've had of the cup, and which is just, it had such a, maybe it was because I added a little bit more, but it had such a juicy, rich acidity. Like, it was just, man, like, it made my mouth like scrunch up as if I bit into a lemon. It was that, the way that I sometimes have coffee is you take a drink of it and your mouth acts the way that it would with the thing that it tastes like. So if I say it's like orange, it tastes like orange, it's not like it tastes like there's an orange in my mouth. It tastes like my mouth acts as if there's an orange in my mouth, and that's why it makes it taste like that for me. So with this acidity that came in, it was as if I bit into a lemon with the taste of the roasted cacao and plum and almond that I've described already, and it was just so good. So yeah, this one from Temple Coffee and Tea. I can't remember the name of it. It's from California. That much I know. Yes. So that's gonna be my favorite coffee, at least at the moment. It comes and goes, I guess. You did say favorite type though, but that one right now is really good. And question 2: what is your favorite coffee beverage? So I think you mean like a drink you order at Starbucks or something, like a drink. And I would actually say that my favorite coffee beverage would probably be some alcoholic coffee beverage, if that's allowed to be my answer. I really, really like Greenlandish coffee. So you guys probably know already of Irish coffee, but Greenlandic coffee is a coffee that was presented to me by my neighbor. He's an old guy from Greenland, and I was at a Viking thing that we have here in Denmark at summer, nearby where I live, and I went up to his hut. He has his own Viking hut, and he came up and he made me this thing. It's 1/3 part whiskey, 1/3 part Kahlua, 1/3 part Grand Marnier. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And then it's like, that's the liquor part, and then you have 3 times that with like, so that's one part, and then you have three times that as coffee, freshly brewed, like it, not espresso, just hot like hot black coffee. And then after you've mixed that, you have whipped cream at the top, and then you take some of the Grand Marnier that you, it's, how is it, yeah, it's 1-1-1, yeah, so the Grand Marnier you don't mix with the Kahlua whiskey and the coffee, you save it, it's for the It's for when you put that alight, you put that on fire, and then you pour it over the whipped cream afterwards. So it's the reason it's called Grenlandic coffee is because it looks like the Northern Lights, and then there's the ice, and then there's the earth underneath of it. So the coffee is the earth, the whipped cream's the ice, and then the Grand Marnier and fire is the Northern Lights, because it's really, you know, blue and pretty. it was really good. It was at night, so it looked really pretty. So that's probably gonna be my favorite like coffee beverage, if that's an allowed answer. I'm sorry if it's perhaps not the best. But yeah, those were nice questions. Thank you very much for answering. Gonna write down your timestamp and go on to the next one, which is from Yvain. I'm going to ask some random off-the-wall questions as they come to my head. Number one, what is the most adventurous thing you've ever done? Non-sexual, semicolon, closed bracket. Well, the most adventurous thing was probably my spontaneous trip to the Netherlands for going to a chess tournament. It was just the spur of the moment thing. My buddies were like, hey, there's a chess tournament here, you want to come? And I was like, you know what, actually, how about yes, let's go and do that. So I went to the Netherlands, okay, went to Amsterdam, and a guy that I've never met before, I've talked to a couple of times on the internet, showed up, and you know, we hung around in Amsterdam, went home to his place, which was a couple of hours away by train. I lived at his Catholic, like very religious family, for the duration of the tournament, and I got to say prayer with them. I'm not religious myself, but they were really, really nice, and I got to experience what it was like living with a family like that. So I was very humbled by the experience. It was quite nice. I can recommend it to anyone that's not religious to try, and like if they haven't already experienced what it is to be like in a very religious environment, at least a friendly one. Of course, I don't want you to like be repented for your sins or whatever the word for that is. But yeah, that was probably the most adventurous thing I've ever done. Number two, favorite curse word. I mean, fuck is spanking up there, you know? That's the one I use the most. It's the one that describes the most things. I think fuck is my go-to curse word. Number three, what's the last thing you laughed over so hard that you cried? Ooh, probably my re-listen to one of Crimson's silly audios. Crimson for Kingsbrun. He's on here. He makes hilarious stuff. I absolutely recommend you guys go listen to it. Wait, let me just write this down. I'm gonna link you guys to one of his audios because it's amazing. Crimson audio. There we go. Yes, because it's hilarious. He recorded an F4M script as the MILF, and when it goes to the sexy bits, that's where you gotta wait out for the sexy bits. When you get to the, oh my god, it's the best shit. I laugh until I cry every time. It's literally, I don't know why, but it just strings a chord with my shitty humor, I guess, and it's amazing. I love it. God, my throat is kind of hurting after all this. I don't know. Do you guys know this feeling when you record something, you talk with a different kind of, I mean, I don't talk with a different voice. You just talk all the time. You don't have a conversation with someone. So without further ado, let's see the next question, which is favorite cartoon character. Oof, probably that female bunny from Bugs Bunny. Oh wait, from Looney Tunes in that Space Jam movie. God fucking damn. I mean, if we did talk like non-sexually, probably Rick from Rick and Morty, if he counts. On that, probably the girl from Looney Tunes, the bunny girl. Jesus Christ, she was my sexual awakening, I think, as a preteen. Jesus God. Number five. If someone doesn't enjoy tea or coffee, what is suitable warm beverage alternative? I think chai latte, or like chai tea, because it's kind of different from regular tea or coffee in the fact that it tastes like cinnamon milky goodness. I can highly recommend mine. I'll make you some if you come over. Other than that, milk with honey, it's a really nice warm beverage. There is, you can make a lot of things without tea nor coffee, but If they don't enjoy tea, usually it's because they don't want warm milk, no, warm water with some fruity flavoring. So I'll usually just make some Indian spiced tea, like with a lot of milk, right? For them to enjoy. I don't think there's a... I don't actually know many other alternatives, since I drink so much with coffee. All right, but those are my answers. Thank you very much for asking me the questions. I keep saying answering, but for asking me the questions, Jermaine. I will go on to the next person, who is the second to last person. Melt my happiness. Hey, you, cobble of cues. Number one, are there any kinks you've discovered you're into since joining GWA? Things I've discovered. I mean, I was pretty aware of the things that I liked, but maybe I'm more into DDLG than I thought I was. Something about Australians saying daddy? Probably. Probably. Yes, so probably that. Maybe also... I mean, I didn't know about HFO stuff until I joined GWA, so that's definitely... HFO ASMR audios. Jeez Louise. Those kinds of audios are incredible. Oh, yeah, I can have the full duration of this audio so far just talking about HFOs, ASMR audios, so... I won't. All right, next question. Fuck, marry, kill... Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Lopez. Ooh. Jennifer Lawrence, fuck. Jennifer Aniston, marry. Jennifer Lopez, kill. Now, Jennifer Aniston, fuck. Jennifer Lawrence, marry. Jennifer Lopez, kill. Let's do that one. Sorry, Jennifer Lopez. Number three. What is something I should be doing if I ever find my way to Denmark? I mean, other than visiting me and getting some of my delicious food... and struggling to not fall in love. I mean, probably visit Copenhagen and go to a lot of really cool places. We have so many lovely places in Copenhagen. I can highly recommend it. Don't go ever to Jutland. I don't care what people like Bear would say, or other people that are that part of Denmark. Come to Sealand. It's the best part, Copenhagen area. We have so many cool indie urban things if you're into that. We have museums, we have parks, we have beaches. We don't have mountains though. You don't come to Denmark for mountains or wild nature. We don't, no. We have otters as like the most wild animal. We have a couple of small whale species. That's it. We're not here for the, you don't come here for the wildlife at least. But you should come over here and get some of our Danish cuisine. Our desserts are incredible. Yes, you should do that. But hey, thank you very much for asking the questions. And we're on to the final person now, would you believe? This is Fruity Rumpus Factory. Hey man, it's been a while, but I'd remiss if I didn't ask anything, XD. So, first question. Where's your favorite place to be in the whole world and why? I've talked about this kind of earlier, but airports are my go-to place of any part in the world. Copenhagen Airport Copenhagen Airport. I'm going to say Copenhagen Airport is my favorite place in the entire world because it's my place in between worlds, you know? It's a place that I go by myself in order to be myself for myself. I love it. I'm going tomorrow and I will... enjoy every second. I'll be there 5 hours before my flight and I'll have the time of my life pretending to be all sorts of nationalities with talking all sorts of languages to the staff of different kind of restaurants and shops, because that's a shitty pastime that I like to bother people with. If I'm bored on that, I'm gonna read a book and just enjoy myself. It's gonna be amazing. Next question. If you found yourself in your favorite fictional universe, what would you do, and would you be fucked in a good way or a bad way? My favorite fictional universe is probably the one from the book that I'm reading right now, The Kingkiller Chronicles, The Name of the Wind. I mean, there's magic for the people that are interested. It's just a medieval, low magic setting. So I'd be fucked, and hopefully also find someone to fuck in that world. So yeah, fucked go both good and good ways. Bad ways, they're demons. So maybe not that good. And disease, and also not that good. Yeah. Well, next question. What songs, if any, do you find yourself singing in the shower? Oh, I like listening to, like, recently I've listened to a lot of Corey Henry, and he has a song that's very cheerful. It goes, it's just a melody that goes, na 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 na. Keeps going like that forever, on and on, and I'll just sing that and hum that and have that in my brain and whistle it. Yeah, that's my shower singing tune at the moment. Yeah, next question. You become a masked defender of justice with unlimited funds to fuel your quests. What is your pseudonym, costume, and weapons of choice? I don't know. If I could somehow find the technology to stop time, like, I'll be crunch time, you know? I'll be the guy that it's crunch time, and then I'll, like, slow down time or stop time, and I'll be like, punch some guy in the face, and I'll be where I stand, and he'll, like, I'll, like, throw extravagant punches. I'll have a suit on. I'll just, you know, like, show up in a, like, Bond-esque way. I'll show up, it's crunch time, you know, like, I'll tuck my fucking thing, my tuxedo, what's the name of that again? The tie, yes, the word. I'd have a tie, and I'd tuck at it a little bit. I'd say it's crunch time, and then time stops. I go do kill the people that needs to be killed, and I'll go back. Then I'll say martini, please, or gin and tonic, more likely. And then I'll get my gin and tonic while everyone's, like, scrambling on and dying in the background. It'll be great. Crunch time. There we go. And the last one, last question of all of you incredible people, is what's the craziest thing you've ever done? Oh, baby, the craziest thing I've ever done. Had a chugging beer competition with an old man at a music festival and passed out from it. That's the craziest thing I've ever done. Not because it was, whoa, wild, man, because it was actually fucking life-threateningly stupid crazy. I think that's probably the craziest thing. Yeah, I had... So the thing, the story goes, because that's what, I mean, that's what my friends told me, because I was pissed drunk, I don't know. So I can open my esophagus, so I don't know if I can anymore. I don't indulge too much in alcohol these days, but when I went to this music festival, it was a lot of drinking competitions. I was an old guy that had, like, the title of the seventh year ongoing of, like, being able to chug anyone out on beer. So I beat a couple of guys before him. So I was pretty smashed already, and they thought, my friends, it would be a fun prank. So, like, they had, we get a can each at the top of, like, a beer bong, and they, you know, they open it at the same time. It's like a duel kind of thing. So it opens at the same time, and you have to finish it first, right, without anything spilling when you put your mouth away from the tube. They thought it would be a fun idea to pour down some kind of weird home-brewed, super yeasty beer that was way too high percentage-wise than regular beer down my hatch and not his. So I, you know, they went 3, 2, 1, go, and then the beer came, but I was too drunk to notice that it was super strong, so I just chucked it down. And everyone, like, I remember very vividly this moment. This is a very clear-cut moment in my life. I chuck the beer down, and I look at them, and I see that I've won, right? I've won this, I think that's, I can't remember if I actually won. But I think I felt good, right? I looked at everyone. I felt good. And they looked at me with wide eyes. They were like, no one said anything. No one was cheering. I was like, what's wrong, guys? And that's it. That's all I remember. It stopped from there. I don't remember anything. It's just darkness. Just black. I think I passed out. I can't remember if I passed out. I think I vomited. I can't remember. But that was probably the stupidest thing, like, I could have ever done. Lucky I didn't have to get pumped out or anything by an ambulance or something stupid. But that was, it's the craziest thing I've ever done. I don't do any of the sort anymore. This was 4 years ago, almost. Yeah. But hey, that's a beautiful note to end on. Me getting smash hammered drunk and not remembering anything from it. This audio is currently 1 hour and 25 minutes long. To anyone who's been listening this far out, here's a special little message to you in particular that's been listening from the beginning. You're insane. What the fuck are you doing with your life? I hope that this has been at least entertaining, if not interesting. And I hope that you understand how much effort it required of me to talk for 1.5 hours, even though I like talking. This was, it's tough. But I really like doing it. I really, really like doing it. I really like having all these amazing, odd, silly questions, serious questions as well. It's very fun. I'm not going to do anything of the sort for a while, at least. But hey, thank you for listening. And to you who's not listened all the way through, and all listened to bits and pieces and skipped to the end, well, I love you too as well, man. Or woman, I guess. Or Apache helicopter, whatever boat your float. But hey, thank you guys, everyone, for listening to my AMA. This is Lustful Crunch, or Crunchy if you will, saying goodbye.